Okay, the name of this Bible study is called Identifying the Condition of Your Heart. You know, everything in the Lord is about your heart condition. Everything in the Lord concerns the condition of your heart. Your learning capabilities are only limited by the condition of your heart. Your ability to advance spiritually directly concerns the condition of your heart. And without the condition of your heart being right, you're not going anywhere. How many people believe that's true? If everything's funny to you, or you're kind of half-heartedly listening, or, you know, you kind of believe but not really, or you sin and you feel no real remorse for it, those are heart condition problems. And without that heart condition being identified and properly brought around to where it needs to be to learn, you can't do nothing with it. You cannot take a callous heart and cause it to grow or learn. How many people have ever had calluses on their hands? I figure about 3 or 4 of you in the room anyway. The rest of you have been making money the wrong way all your life. The truth is that a callus on your hand is tough, and it is a protection against cuts and bruises, right? But if your heart is callous, it cannot be broken and thereby filled, right? You have got to be in a place in your life where you want to have your heart broken in order to get closer to God. Because God can only come into somebody through a broken heart. Through a person that is remorseful. A person that truly is in that repentant state. Because only in that state do you get to that place where God will not only speak to you, but you will listen. How many people can identify with that? That makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? So today I'm going to go to Luke chapter 18. Luke chapter 18. And I'm going to start in verse 9. Okay. It says, also he spoke, he being Jesus, this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Father God, I just ask you today, Lord, that each person in this room starts to begin to show the truth of their heart condition to themselves so that they might correct it and in that way open it up that you might fill them with your presence. Lord, I ask today that everybody in this place looks inside of themselves and makes that decision that they're going to change and get that brokenheartedness that it takes in order to excel in the things of God. And I ask this in your sweet son Jesus' name. And everyone said,
amen.
You know, as long as you're self-righteous and you think you're doing okay, you are in a place of no growth. Amen. If you think you've arrived, if you think you're better than somebody, you are in a place of no growth. You have got to keep yourself in that place where always you recognize, except for the blood of Jesus, you would be lost. Except for God's unending mercy and grace, you don't even have a chance. And if you do not keep yourself in that place, then you are never going to grow and become God, who God would have you to be. In verse 10 it says, two men went up to the temple to pray. One a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself. God, I thank you that I am not like all other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I possess. There are many people in this room today that have this attitude towards people that are now freshly coming in from the streets. Are you hearing me? There are people in this room that you need to check your heart. Because we have all been sinners who are only saved through the grace and mercy of God. And we never have arrived. We are always in the process of getting to where we're supposed to be. There is no difference in your journey, except you've already been through some things that they are now just going through. But our journey is always a journey that is always led by God, Jesus, if you're on the journey. And if you don't keep your heart right, you stop wherever you're at. Are you understanding this? Because without this understanding, you are not going to get to where God would have you go. Now I sit there and yes, I've been delivered from many things. But I'm here to tell you, I got many things left to go. And sometimes when I think about how far I've come, it now seems infinitesimal compared to what God has shown me I still need to get to. And people on the other side are looking at things that they just came in that they still have to be delivered from, and it looks like a big obstacle to them, but as they grow, they'll find out that it's always something that they have to grow through. It's never going to end. Sometimes I still think wrong. Sometimes I still do wrong. And except for the grace and mercy of God in my life, I'm never going to go forward. So if I think that just because I don't drink or smoke or mess around or anything anymore that I've arrived, I have cut off my very path to where God wants to take me. Are you starting to get the picture? You see, because sin is just sin. And sin is all the same. Those last things that I'm talking about are just as grievous to God as those first things. Those wrong thoughts, those wrong moves are just as much sin as those sins of drunkenness or revelries or promiscuousness were before. Because, in fact, all sin is the same to God. We are the people that classify it as a class A, class B, or class C. God classifies it all the same. You know, one of the sins that I am guilty of sometimes, and I openly confess, although I try my best, and I really try, but sometimes I fail. Because we all fail because we're people. Amen? Our success is in our relationship with Jesus. It is not in ourselves. And we have got to keep that in our mind today. But sometimes there is a sin of omission. What does that mean? You know what you're supposed to do, but you don't do it. And that is just as big a sin as the guy that's getting high every day, or the people that are still living together. Are you hearing me? And yet we would say that those people that have the second type, the one that lives together, still drinks, parties and all that, is a big sinner, and yet we would consider our sin small, but in fact, sin is sin. Are you getting this? And you see, if you don't keep your heart in that place where it is broken before God, where every day you are repentant before God, where every day you acknowledge that you need God in your life, and He's the only way that you can make it, you're not going anywhere anymore in God. It's quiet in here. Do you know why? Because most of you choose never to think the thoughts that I have just spoken. But in the end, you all know it is true. Amen? So those that think they've arrived aren't going anywhere, and as a matter of fact, they're in danger because they've cut off God's contact with them. Because they think they've arrived because they no longer are in addiction or other things, they miss the whole point of Jesus anyway. I tell people that have addiction problems, your problem is not your addiction, it is your separation from God. And if you put calluses on your heart, you are in the process of separating yourself from God, and in the end, you will backslide. Why do I say that? Because it's true. Because without keeping that connection open to God in your heart condition, there's no way you can make it. Are you hearing me? Did you get that? I said, unless you stay in that broken state and continually confess the truth about how much you need Him and acknowledge that we are all the same, we have all been sinners, and we all still sin, and without Jesus in our life, we can't make it. You have just blown your only source that you have to get right with God, who is Jesus. Okay. And in verse 13 it says, and the tax collector, standing afar off, would not so much as raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other, for everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. You see, the truth is, the one had overcome some part of his sin condition, but we never overcome them all. But thought that he was somehow better than this other guy who had some open sin conditions. And the problem is, the one that knew he had that open sin condition had a totally repentant heart, which means he would receive justification through the Lord. And the other guy was more or less just bragging on how far he had come and was not even acknowledging the fact that without God, he would never have got that far. You see, people, your heart condition is directly related to your growth. That if your heart is not right with God, you cannot grow. And if you cannot grow, you are going to fall. Everything in the universe is in motion. Everything. The sun is moving through the heavenlies. The earth and all the planets are following it. The moon is circling the earth. The earth is going around the sun. It is itself twisting on its axis. Everything in God's creation is made to be in motion, including you and your spiritual life. And if you stop, you are going to fall out of your chair and back down to the floor. How do people backslide that have been with God for 20 years? They quit growing. Amen? What happens? They get a callous heart. They quit praying. They do not keep that relationship going with God. All of a sudden, they forget about what a tender heart really means. And that brokenness, they've arrived, you see. I'm one of His children. I'm okay now. But your okay is only okay when you stay connected to that brokenheartedness and allow God to work in your life. I see people that come through here and they go so far and they think they got it. You don't got it. He got it. You think you've arrived. Well, I don't smoke or drink no more. But you haven't been in that neighborhood lately. Are you hearing me? You see, you think you've arrived because you rest in God's people. But don't rest. You got to strive. You got to keep your heart broken. You got to acknowledge every day that without Jesus, you aren't going to make it. So you got to strive every day, to get more Jesus in your life. Amen? I'm just getting started. It's a heart condition. I'm telling you, your heart condition determines where you're going. He goes on in verse 15 and it says, they also brought infants to Him that He might touch them. But when the disciples saw it, they rebuked them. Don't stand in between the path
of a person trying to get to God by your actions and your attitudes. Amen? Don't stand in the way between somebody and Jesus by your self-righteous, pompous ways. I hear too many in my discipleship. It sickens me. I watch them come in strung out, tore up from the floor up. Are you hearing me? Next thing I know, they got their Bibles open and they're thumping everybody in sight. Sir, madam, you need to repent. You need to recognize the truth that Jesus is working in you, and you need to let Jesus work in others too without your self-righteous attitudes. You are not to stand in the way by your actions. You're to show the love that God has shown you, because without that love, you would be in the same place too. But Jesus called to him and said, "Let the little children come to me and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God. And assuredly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it." If you think you got it, then you are not a child and you are not in it. Amen? There's only one way to obtain the kingdom, and that is through Jesus. And Jesus is the path, and you can't put nobody on the path. They got to have that connection with God. You can't beat one person into heaven with a Bible. But your love, the love of Jesus coming through you, can win them to that place. Are you hearing me? You better get this. Those days of beating on people with the Bible have got to end. I think from now on, there is none of you that are to bring a Bible when you are witnessing. Why? Because I don't want you to think that you walk in that authority. I want you to go out there and just walk in His love. Amen? All right. Now a certain ruler asked him, saying, "Good teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" So Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God. You know the commandments: do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not bear false witness, honor your father and your mother." And he said, "All these things I have kept from my youth." So when Jesus heard these things, he said to him, "You still lack one thing. Sell all that you have and distribute to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me." All of us still have something we have not given Jesus. Just like this rich ruler that claims he's done it all right. God looks right through us and sees that one thing that we have not done yet. And that's the thing He's going to require of you in order to go forward. Are you hearing me? Again, you talk about people with addictions. They quit smoking rocks. They quit drinking. But they keep smoking cigarettes and they keep drinking coffee. So you go, in order to be free, you must give all these things up. Right? And they're going, "But you don't get it. I already quit smoking rocks. I already quit drinking alcohol. There's nothing wrong with cigarettes. And there's nothing wrong with coffee." And so is it with the righteous man that says, "I've given all that up and cigarettes and coffee. But I still like to do this one thing." You see, in God, it's all the same thing. We are always growing through. He is always trying to get us to strive towards perfection. We are always supposed to keep that heart right to where whatever He asks for, we give it to Him. But one is more visible. But once you're past those things that are visible, now you're dealing with inner things that are not visible to others. Are you getting this? Those secret lusts, those thoughts, those things that just grab a hold of you and nobody can see them, but you have them. God's saying, let me into those areas that I might help you through those areas too. You see, it is never over. So just because you're past one thing doesn't mean you're done. You're certainly supposed to go on to another. What am I telling you? I'm telling you that you got to keep your heart right before God. I'm telling you that you need to stay in that brokenness. That you need to stay in that place where God is continually working on you, and don't put roadblocks between God's work and you. There are many people that only grow so far in the Lord. I'm going to tell you right now that the easiest thing for me to do was to give up my addictions. And you that are just coming out of it going, how can you say that was easy? Because it was. Those are things that everybody can see. But the perfecting of the character that God wants to put in your life are much more painful things than the addictions that you have suffered through. The dying of the pride, the acknowledgement of how ignorant and stupid you've been, the fact of the humbling of you recognizing how small your intellect really is, how silly you've been in all your life by the very thoughts that you thought. The total change of every piece and every part of your value system is much more humbling than the things that you can see. And you cannot be perfected in those character traits unless you keep your heart in that place where you acknowledge you are God. Help me, Lord. Because if you think you arrive just because you think that you're over your addictions, I'm here telling you those are the least of your troubles. But your perception is they are the greatest. But I'm telling you, those are visible things. But God is going to dig through the invisible things in your life and help you to sort them out. And it is going to be much more painful than just giving up that stuff that was just superficial and really just because you didn't know God anyway. Are you hearing me today? You see, people, your heart condition must stay broken before God in order for Him to keep working. Just because you're past those addiction things, just because you're past those kind of visible things, do not dare stop there. Because if you stop there, those addiction things and all those other things will come back one more time. Are you understanding me? Well, I'm not on dope no more, Dominic. I'm not on alcohol no more. I'm not a whore no more, Dominic. Well, that's nice. Now let's deal with your root issues. Amen? What caused you to be those things? It's the deeper, unseen things within you that cause those parts in your life. And those are the root issues that God needs to help you to work through. Did you get this? Are you understanding this? You see, people, we never arrive. Every time I think I've had success in one area, God goes, well, that was pretty good. Now let's work on this for a while. And I sit there going, that, oh. Because you see, we don't want to be touched in certain areas. But if we are His children, He will continue to touch us in all areas. I'm going to end with this. You know, God told me, and you know, let me just be very clear with you. I'm not a spook. You know what I mean? I'm not one of those that hell shunned eye, falls on the ground, kicks, and acts like God talks to me every minute of every day. It's not true. He's always showing me things, and sometimes He speaks to me. And sometimes He speaks to you. All of you have heard His voice. Sometimes you call it your conscience. But I assure you, It is God raised inside of you. Stop! Don't go there! Don't go with him! Don't go with her! Wait! You know better! We've all heard his voice. Where do you think it came from? You see, when he was dealing with my heart, I remember I told you in this room that God was telling me that he wanted to use me, and I wanted to be used. And I told him, I will help you to build a church. I thought I'd go get brick and mortar, boards, concrete, pour lots of concrete, work, work, work. That was my idea. That was my idea. Why? Because I didn't want to deal with people. Oh, God, I'll be in ministry, but don't make me deal with people. Well, how can you serve God without dealing with people? How can you serve God if you don't learn to communicate with people? So he brought me to a place where I really clearly understood that he wanted me to go into full-time ministry. And I still resented the fact that he wanted to take away my freedom, the ability to have money in my pocket and to do what I want to do. But you know what, people? That was years ago. And because I really love God and because he really showed me in specifics what he wanted me to do, I obeyed what he had to say. But I'm here telling you today that I am where I am today, not because of me, but because of my continued brokenheartedness and seeking and asking for him to pour into me. And God, I don't want you to mess with that area, but if you have to, okay, we'll go through. You see, and if you don't keep that attitude in your heart, you are not going to get to where God wants you to be. And if you don't arrive at your destiny where he wants you to, and you just cut him off and say, that's enough, I can assure you from the bottom of my heart that you're going to go right back to where you started from all over again. Today, I ask you with my everything, check your heart and see if it's not callous today. And if it is callous, then fall down on your face and ask God to take out that self-righteousness, to take out that I've arrived thing, to take out whatever it is that is holding you back from the full destiny that God wants to give you. Because you must keep going forward. Amen? Because if you don't, you will start to lean backward and fall over the other way once again. Your heart is the determining factor of your direction in life. Don't become calloused. You're going to be abused by people. That's why God says you must forgive. Amen? You must forgive. It's not an option. I don't care what you've been through. I don't care if you just got abused yesterday. Forgive them. Because if you don't forgive people, that callous is going to get so thick, you're going to quit hearing from God. So today, in all you're getting, get broken once again in order that God might truly use you. Amen. Father, I love you, God. And let it be today that each person in this room just wholly acknowledges the truth that we can't make it without you, God. And God, let it be today that each person in this room receives this inside of them so that they might stay in that broken condition in order that your inner construction might go on. In Jesus' name I pray. And everyone said,
Amen.
Amen.